episode 989, How Do You Manage Change?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary week because it's brand new. It is Mindset Monday, and we are here to jump in. How do you manage change? How much change do you have in your life? How much change have you gone through in your short lifetime? Well, we're going to talk about a formula, very simple, that you can implement to help you manage that change. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, everyone wants something different in life. But how do you manage that different? How do you manage change? Change is to make or become different, to transform. The big buzzword is transformation. I feel like we should have an echo of transformation. Whoa, and the crowd goes wild. We all want that in our life. Maybe it's change in your finances. Maybe it's change in a career, your job. Because I don't know anybody who doesn't desire change in their life. Maybe it's a change in your relationship status. You want to be married because you're single. You want that Facebook status relationship thing to change on there. Maybe it's spirituality for you. Maybe it's sleep patterns, your health, your fitness. Maybe it's your emotional and psychological well-being. Everyone somewhere in their life wants change. Maybe you have one child and you really want two or three or four. We want something different. And the big one that we all hear about, especially that New Year's resolution, is we want to change our habits. We want to change our habits. We want to get up earlier. We want to go to bed, you know, earlier. We want to make more money. We want to, who knows, we want to donate more of our time into our community and volunteer. We want to change the world. Well, change starts with ourself. It starts with you. It starts with me. But wanting change and managing change will determine your success. Will you really get to the other side where you really want to be? You know, this journey that you're on, this change that you want, it's not a destination. It's just a little, you know, detour on the side. It's like that, you know, what I call the pit stop in life. We take those pit stops and, oh, they're great, but you got to keep going. And it's wonderful. You may look out on the scenery and have that scenic, you know, outlook. I think that's what you call them. And you get to see and, oh, it's all beautiful. And you take it in. Then it's okay, back to work again because you what? You want more change. But wanting change and managing change, that's going to be the big difference between succeeding and failing. You want a change. You want something different. So you begin to prep. You begin to gather, you begin to research exactly what it takes to make the changes that you need. So let's work with an example here, a real tangible one that probably too many of us can relate to. I know I can. Let's look at weight loss. You know you need to eat better. You know you need to exercise more than what you do now because you're not doing anything. And you need to stick to it. Maybe switch up your schedule a little bit so you can fit all of this stuff in that you need to do. Somehow, you're going to get it all done. Well, that's easy, right? No problem. So you get that all together. You figure it out. You buy that special fitness program that you like, or you go and, you know, you get a personal trainer and you become a member at a gym. And then you're like, okay, well, I'm going to eat like this. I'm going to eat like, you know, I want to go into ketosis and make sure I want to follow the, you know, ketogenic diet, or I want to eat paleo, or I want to eat the Mediterranean plan. Whatever it is, you're like, I can do this. I got this. And so you get it all together. And once you have the plan, you begin with the start date. And most of the time, it's on a Monday. No better time than a Monday. It's the start of everything, right? So we're going to start on a Monday. And then already in your mind, you know that in 60 days or 90 days, this is where you want to be. So you already have the end in mind. And you've barely started. 2 weeks in, you're getting frustrated. You aren't seeing the results you hoped for. You are more tired and frustrated all at the same time. Your clothes feel tighter. And maybe the scale even went up. And so you sit there, frustrated, kind of mad at yourself. You wasted all this time, wasted all this energy, and you're not getting the results. Why continue? Whoa. And that's as far as we get. It's all too real, isn't it? Because that's what happens with change. We get to this point of change beginning to actually happen, and we freeze. We think we get stuck. We don't. The problem is what we're wanting and what we think we should be seeing with change isn't really happening because we don't know how to manage the change. So why continue? This is where it's easy to go backwards, to reason out what you know should be working, but you aren't seeing any results. So I'm okay. I'm going to go back to what I know. So here we go. We enter the messy. You're more comfortable with where you were. You feel like a failure and a screw up all at the same time. Why would you even think you could do this? Well, you need to ask yourself, how do I manage change? How do I get to where I really want to go? Because I know I can get there. Maybe you did it before. Maybe it was only 10 pounds you had to lose and now you have 35. Yeah, there's a big difference. You're older and there's more pounds to lose. And your body has changed and your situation is different. And life is, well, it's busy. It's not just busy though, it's very messy where you are right now. So how do you manage change? Here is the kiss. Embrace the messy. The keep it simple strategy is embrace the messy. This is where the magic happens. It's in the messy. It's where you feel like you're stuck, but you really aren't. But we get there all the time and we're so good at it. The problem is we run the other way. Imagine in the olden days. Okay, so I used to live in a really, really small town when we were growing up. And we used to have alleys. Okay, you know, in the back of the houses and the small towns where you had like one main street that went through the town. Well, I lived in one of those towns. We had one main street. And then all the other homes were built back to back to each other. And we didn't park on the street. We parked in the alleys behind the houses. And you would enter in from kind of the back side. And if you parked back there, then you have to walk all the way around the front and come in the front door. Because you only had that one main street. You didn't have very many places to park. It was limited. Limited space, small towns. And some alleys would dead end. And you'd have this little dead end, say, you know, no outlet, dead end. That's what happens. We enter the messy part and we hit the dead end and we think we're stuck. But you know what? You can go over that wall. Sometimes you can even go around it. Because the magic happens in the messy. It happens when things begin to break down, when we feel uncomfortable, when things are getting tighter. Yes, even your jeans. Why? Because you're putting stress on your body. And you're requiring it to do something that it's not used to doing. So it's freaking out. Just like you're freaking out. And your mindset's going, I'm done. Run away. And it's easier to run the other way. Because there you'll find comfort. You'll find the ice cream and the donuts and the muffins and the pizza. Maybe the pasta too. And maybe a sprinkle of salad just for fun. So you gotta manage the change. And you do that by embracing the messy. You gotta embrace that messy. So let's break it down. What does it look like in real life? Now this is mindset. So these are more thought-provoking. So you can run this through your mind, these three thoughts through your mind every single time because it's going to happen. I know I've been there a zillion times. I kid you not. I've been there just really recently, like yesterday, and I had to go through this whole process. And I'm like, okay, come on, you know this. So number one, know this is temporary. Know this is temporary. You're going to get over this hump. Think of it as a peekaboo to the breakthrough. I love that. Peekaboo to the breakthrough. So this is temporary. Where you are right now, man, come on. You got this, even though you don't feel like you got it. But you do. So know this is temporary. You're making all things new. Number two, one step at a time. It's just the next step, the right now step. So maybe, you know, we've been talking about the weight thing, so we're going to stay on that as just an example. But maybe it's that next meal that you have to eat. What's that next morsel of food that's going to go in your mouth? That's what you need to focus on, not what you're going to be doing 24 hours from now, as in how you're going to get your exercise routine in because your schedule looks like crazy. And there's no way. You already can tell it's no way. Why worry about that now? You can't do anything about it yet. Wait till the end of the day when you're looking at your schedule and maybe things have changed a little bit and you'll be able to move things around. But right now, the one step that you need to take is the next piece of morsel that you're going to put in your mouth. Because one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Number three, you got to keep the drive alive. Here comes my football. You don't sit there and play like, oh, I've won the game. We're 10 points up. With only a minute and a half left, I'm telling you right now, a minute and a half can be a game changer for the other team. You don't want to play not to lose. You want to play to win. Keep the drive alive. Embrace the messy. And that's hard. I know it's hard. Because we get down on ourselves and we're not seeing what we think we should be seeing. You know what? If you do the do, you trust the process, you know that God's carrying you, you know that this is just temporary, that you are making all things new, guess what? The change will come and you will be able to manage it and not just want it. And that is going to lead you to miles of greatness. Embrace the messy right where you are. Maybe you want help with this. It doesn't have to be with weight loss. It's anything that you need for your life right now. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I want to come beside you. It's my free gift to you. No cost, no charge, nothing. It's a coaching call with me. Let's come together and let's strategize what you need in order to get through this messy, to embrace the messy, so you can go ahead and forge ahead, so you can take that next step. So you can keep the drive alive and know that there is something on the other side. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Click on that link, Take Aim, and let's get that call scheduled. I know change is tough. Transformation, we all want it. We want the butterfly, but we don't understand that we have to do that messy middle part. We have to be in the cocoon where everything's broken down and all of a sudden it breaks away and it opens up. And here is this gorgeous yellow monarch. What is it for you that you're wanting to change? Embrace the messy where you are right now. See the beauty of change on the other side. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.